The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and most of the time, sometimes we talk about other stuff, but for the most part, we stay in our lane, is how they say that, I guess. We stay in our lane. So here we are with the second hour of the show. We hope you're enjoying it so far, and always distracted, you know. Never a dull moment. Thank you for texting. Thank you for emailing, and we get to those when we can. I just got an email from our buddy Chris over there in Delaware. Sent him the fact that the governor of Delaware signed into law Sunday hunting in Delaware for all species. So there we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me get the microphone a little closer here. Might work a little better. Will sound a little better. There we go. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Good morning.
What's going on?
How is everyone?
Everybody's okay. Robin's still in the hospital. So, improving. I don't know if she'll get out this weekend, hopefully, but... they're just doing everything they can to help her with everything that she's dealing with. So that's
okay.
That's the main thing.
She's not in a recovery type.
No, she's still in the hospital itself. Yeah, no, she's not in rehab or anything like that. So I don't think she's gonna need that. No in-home physical therapy or anything like that. She's getting better. She's walking on her own, and she's doing, like I said, she's improved a lot in a week. They're just trying to get the last minute stuff.
Yeah, I missed the earlier hour, so I didn't.
Yeah, well,
I hope all goes well with her recovery.
It will. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
So she's feeling better. She's way better than she had throughout the week, so it's good.
Yeah, well, good. Good. I heard you earlier talking about the Susquehanna. You know, that's always an interest to me about what pollution or...
We started out with the winter dredge survey for the crabs, and I asked the listeners what they thought the biggest threat to our crab population was, because males are down, females are down, you know, reproduction is not that great. And I said, you know, what is the biggest issue with the population of our crabs? And, you know, we got a couple answers: over harvest, and one of them was Conowingo and the Susquehanna River. And, you know, we tried to relate that to the fact that all that sediment flushes out of the river behind the Conowingo when they open those gates, and comes down and settles on the grasses, and covers the grasses and grasses and nutrients and so grasses, and the presence of grasses are very helpful to the blue crab population.
Well, I've seen crabs in the dead of the summer crawling up onto the rocks and whatnot in the Susquehanna River. So, they're there. Our biggest problem is our harvest. I mean, if anybody
Well, that's one. That's one. Yeah.
The amount of pots on the upper bay. I mean, there's points where you can't even travel once you're out of the tributaries because they can't pot within the tributaries. But it's crabs are there's no mercy in the state of Maryland. They get pounded constantly.
But, no question. No question.
Yeah, I can't blame. I can't see any kind of pollution issue, and I realize silt does come through.
Yeah,
you know, they haven't addressed the doing anything with the silt that's built up behind the Conowingo Dam. It's an absolute disaster. Every time they turn water on, there's a plume of mud that comes on that can last up to an hour or two. That is just getting flushed down into the river.
Yeah, no question.
That is a big problem.
Yeah, no question. And the in my estimation, right now, the biggest threat to our blue crab population is the blue catfish.
Alan, I've had a couple friends cutting these things open in the summertime, and they're loaded with crabs.
Yep.
You know,
no question.
We had snakeheads the other day that we cleaned, and one of them had a little smallmouth bass in it.
Oh, brother. Okay, that's not good.
No. That was a snakehead caught in the Susquehanna, but, I've heard that between the catfish and the cow-nose rays are another crab they vacuum them up. So it's,
they do, yep.
Yeah.
And that's the immediate threat in June, July. You know, there's about
Correct.
A 6 week period there that the
right.
that the Calnos rays come in, and you'll see squadrons of them. I mean, they're just unbelievable numbers. They come in
yeah.
to drop their babies in the bay. They do
yeah.
both at the yeah. same time, which is pretty interesting. So,
yeah, June, July. I think even into August, they're in the bay. They're I don't know that. I know they're. I think they're a migratory species, but they,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess they work their way up and down the East Coast.
Yep.
But
years ago, I was down fishing on the. I'm trying to think of where I was. The causeway down there in southern Maryland. You know what I'm talking about. The pier down there is a Point Lookout.
Uh-huh.
And there was a waterman in there trying to. Introduce oyster spat. spraying it in the water along the causeway, and the squadrons of cow-nose rays that were coming in. I don't know if any spat got put on the bottom or not, but he was right there behind. They were right there behind the boat. I don't know if they were sucking up the stuff as he was spraying it
yeah.
in or whatever. But it was interesting to watch. That's for sure.
Well, I have friends who run trout lines, and they're talking about they're pulling up their lines, and the cow-nose rays are hanging onto their baits, and
oh, yeah.
maybe they had eaten the crab that was on the bait. You know,
yep, so they I've heard that before too. That's very very common that you hear
yeah.
that. Yep.
Yep.
So. Oh, there's no question. There's a lot of threats.
Yeah, the kids have been able to. And I imagine with many other listeners developed quite a market for selling their snakehead. So it's
that's good.
It is good. A couple of restaurants. My daughter, where she works, she's able to sell them there. And
nice.
And then I've got a couple customers for them. But it's great that you like it as kind of developed because people are I'm giving it to a couple people. They try it and they say, "Oh, now we'd like to buy some from you." So it's good to that market is coming around. We haven't jumped into the catfish yet, but it's interesting how some good is coming out of these.
That's what it's going to take. It's going to look. You monetize anything, and people are going to respond.
Correct. Yeah, you put a value in something, and changed the name to it.
Which they did. This is, yeah. They just went ahead and said, some lawmaker said, this is what I'd like to call it. And they changed, they passed a bill and changed the name. Well, I don't particularly like the name, Chana or whatever they're calling it now.
Chana, whatever.
It's like, don't you use some imagination? You have the state resources at your fingertips. You have the Department of Agriculture and Maryland's Best Seafood, which is the Department of Agriculture. You have the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Everybody has a marketing department, okay? Do something to cause some excitement rather than to sit there and debate this bill for 90 days and go, yeah, we're going to change it to create some excitement, create some interest, Hey, submit a recipe along with your name, or come up with some imaginative name, or let's get a mascot, or, have a poster contest or something. Come on, people.
Who's about Charlie Gibby? We came up with a Chesapeake Grouper, so that's our name, and we're sticking to it.
You're sticking to it, huh? Okay. All right, you and Gibby. But, brother, I'll be up there next week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All of them on York Road and all the... man.
All of them.
There's a handful, no question. So.
Yeah.
What
do you all think of this ruckus about the one fish and their lawsuits?
Yeah,
all that malarkey, and it's
as a very famous retired biologist, and it's not a unfamiliar term, but it's been used in fisheries management a lot. It depends on whose ox is being gored.
Right.
Everybody is out to protect their own interest with their own set of quote-unquote facts and that type of thing, and it's just...
Yeah, fishing politics has gotten very big with... at least in our state,
It always has been. Remember the MSSA and Rockfish Gamefish and CCA and put an end to commercial fishing and all that stuff. I've seen that before. God, I don't know if you knew Rich Novotny or not, but Rich was a great.
I was a member of MSSA.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and look how that ended.
I know. Well, I almost got stuck in that. I mean, very, very, very close to getting stuck in that financially.
I had to do those meetings every month for 4 years down there at their headquarters.
Yeah.
There was a lot of wind in that room.
Oh my! Well. I had one of their officers, this is many years ago, one of their officers blindsided me on the radio and wanted to promote one of their events. Look, all you got to do is call me. Don't blindside me. All you got to do is call me. And he wanted to promote an event. I said, I'm not going to let you do it.
Yeah.
He confronted me in a tackle store and threatened to punch me in front of the owner and the customers in a tackle shop. At that moment, I was done with his organization.
What good my daughter was able to through the. One of the outstanding members, they had a scholarship foundation. And
yeah,
she received some money, and I will give them that. The fellow is now deceased who created. Well, Bill Hubbard, I can throw that name because he was quite a instrumental. He's the one that got the Memorial Stadium, the Reef built because of his persistence. We need to have somewhere to. Dumped this concrete from the old Memorial Stadium, and now it's named after him, the Bill Hubbard Reef out there. But he was huge with the within that organization for the Scholarship Foundation, that for people that were pursuing a career in fish biology or, you know, something in that related
right.
For schooling and whatnot. But, you know, every organization's got its yays and nays. But, you know, with the what I heard all this stink about the, you know, lawsuits and all this, you know, it brings me back to one thing I heard from Marty Gary was always look at, you know, it's always your best is looking at the science end of things. And unfortunately, all these lawsuits, you know, are related to the financial downfall on the part of the, you know, the commercial and whatnot, which
right.
I'm part of, too. And,
right.
you know, we got a 7.5% cut that we're going to see next year. And it didn't get implemented till this year, but it didn't get on the books early enough to put it on our quotas. But that'll happen next year.
Right.
But the, you know, the charter boats with the, you know, the one fish and whatnot, and then I'm hearing about this, you know, the lawsuits and whatnot. Is that based on science now?
No.
And that's one thing I always feel with any kind of fishing issue or hunting or whatever. You got to look at the, you know, the critter, the aspects of what's good for the fishy or deer or whatnot,
right?
Before you can put a price figure on it, and the price figure is not what we need. We need to look at the species.
Right. You need to look at sustainability. Sustainability.
Yeah. Yep. You know. And that's very important.
One of the things that I look at being in this world, and you talk about politics and that type of thing, is knowing knowing the personalities and knowing the motivation of the personalities behind the lawsuits.
Absolutely.
And yep. I looked at that lawsuit and I looked at some of the personalities and I said, you know what? This ain't going to work. So.
No, it's not. It's a dirty word, lawsuit, and when I hear it in the realm of fishing, it's a shame. Right. It's not going. Alan, you're totally correct. It's not going to work, and it's not based on. Any science. It's just based on somebody the dollar bill in the pocket is what it's based on. You know,
right?
So I think the elimination of the trophy season is going to be huge. As you know, I question the Young of the Year indexes. I think that's kind of how they're basing Atlantic States Fishery is basing their entire.
Right. Right.
On that, is it accurate? I don't know. I'm not a expert.
Well,
all I know is the year classes I've been catching for the at least for last year and the year before were all from the last two or three year class of fish
right.
that they say that are in trouble.
Right. Well, look at that Young of the Year, and look at the swimming vacuum cleaners out there in the bay, and you know.
Yeah.
It impacts everything. This is the biggest threat to the Chesapeake Bay in a long, long time, and that's the blue catfish. They are just nothing but eating machines. 75% of the biomass in the Chesapeake Bay is blue catfish.
Now, you had, or Captain Don was talking about running
trout line.
Trout lines for these things, and that's got me fascinated. And he's going to put together a little article for you.
Yeah, it's in Marilyn Loves Crabs. If you get a copy of that or go online, the article's on. Yeah,
I that sounds like fun. And I've got a couple that told me they'll take the things. The price is not phenomenal, but you know, you go in with
right.
like 200-400 pounds of them. It,
yeah.
it works.
It'll work out. Yep.
I'm gonna a friend and I were talking about getting into trying some crabbing this year.
Oh, good.
And, you know, something different.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they took a trot line that was kind of a spare, and they re-rigged it. They put the baits so far apart, and I think they wound up with, what did they say? They only let it soak for 2 hours, and they wound up, I think, with 18 blue cats up to 25 pounds, which were pretty nice. But now, once you know you gain a little experience, which they did, they went out the second time, and they had two fish that were hooked on adjacent hooks that would pull their line, and then they hooked at one that was they just couldn't get in. They got it to the boat and just couldn't get in a net or do anything with it. It was that big. So, there's some big fish out there.
Yeah, I mean the yield mass out of those things. I don't know if it's a 50-50 split or what, but it's amazing.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, I went to the processing plant down in Tillman Island and watched them process it, and they go through a lot of fish. And surprisingly, there's not that many employees that facilitate that. The processing of those fish, there's one skinning machine that is fed by one fillet at a time by one person. You know, I mean, she's pretty fast, but you know, imagine two people, two machines. You know, they put this thing in, and the skin comes off, the fillet goes onto the next board, they hand cut the portions for the restaurants. You know, there's nothing scaled, nothing measured, nothing. I mean, eventually down the road it is, but I mean, there's nothing there that helps that. It's all done by hand, which is fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
That's great, yeah.
Lee, thanks for the call. We got to move along, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. See ya. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, would you ask Ronald to hold, please? I need to talk about our friends at You Know Where. Backyard Billy's and Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, look, summer's the time. There's not much hunting, but a lot of people like to, a lot of people still like to shoot. And one of the things they like to do is, well, visit any sporting clays range. They're busy all the time. A lot of people like to shoot those sporting clays, those clay pigeons. They like to do trap and skeet and sporting clays. And one of the things that they use is an over and under shotgun because it's just, you know, that's part of the genre, let's say. So I'd like to recommend to you the Citori series, C-I-T-O-R-I, series of shotguns, over and under shotguns from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. I'm showing three models here that I'll just talk real briefly about. The 725 is a sporting model set up for sporting clays. And all of them have ported barrels and Invector choke tubes and triple trigger systems and length and forcing cones and things like that. So the 725 Satori is beautiful, set up for sporting clays, comes in 20 gauge, and the 725 also has a field model for upland birds, you know, for doves and quail and pheasants and grouse and things like that. If you like to go to the shooting preserves or do some wild bird shooting out in Western Maryland or across the country. Then there's the Satori CXT, more set up for trap and skeet. It's a leading over and under for generations, the CXT. And then the White Lightning, another model which has gotten a little bit of bling with it. To it, and I think you'll like all of that, the over and under models, the Satori models from Clyde Sports Shop for shotgun shooting sports and upland bird hunting. 410-242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. They've been around since 1957, Maryland's first Browning dealer, back in the 60s. Back in the 60s. And they still are the leading Browning dealer in Maryland right now. So why not stop by for firearms and licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting? Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. Your Browning full-line dealer, your hunting headquarters, you'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. I took the tour, and I looked at all the tables and chairs, and the themed tables and chairs, the high top bars that looks like a surfboard, the one with a crab theme, the 1,000 Appalachian chairs, Adirondack chairs, Adirondack chairs in stock that rock and swivel and, you know, high tops, low tops, every different color, sizes for kids, the whole deal. I looked at all that stuff. I looked at the grills. I looked at the, the ceramic grill smokers, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe. I looked at the Traegers, and now the Traeger grills are on sale. All remaining in stock models, 15% off Traeger. These are the pellet grills that you can control, you know, with your Bluetooth on your phone. You set it outside. You go in and watch a game, and you go, okay, well, we're still cooking along here at 300 degrees. Let me bump that up to 325, and you do that on your phone, and your grill responds. How about that? 15% off all remaining in-stock Traeger grills, plus two bags of pellets to go along with that. That's the Traegers in stock, on sale. Two bags of pellets go with that, plus 15% off. Now, there's fire rings. When you walk in, there are fire pits and fire rings. There are several different manufacturers. The one that impressed me is a company that takes propane tanks and repurposes them. No question. They cut them in pieces. Yeah, they cut them up, and they put expanded metal on the inside, and they put a metal design on there. They have loons, they have bass, they have ducks, they have cannabis, if you like. It's a company called Muskoka Fire Pits, and these things are beautiful. They'll fit anything that you want them to fit, any logs or anything like that. It'll make a beautiful bonfire. And then they have other ones as well. And you'll enjoy that big combination of fire pits. And one other thing they got a million of, deck umbrellas. You got a deck and you wonder about the shade and taking care of your friends. Deck umbrellas. They're beautiful. I mean, giant deck umbrellas. Well, I'm talking a lot. And there's a reason. I like the folks at Backyard Billy's. I like what they sell. I like their products. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Evans Avenue also turns off of Route 18. And then you've got Drummer Drive, and that's where Backyard Billy's is located. If your backyard's going to look great, and if it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, one more time, Spurry's Tire Service. I'm headed there Monday morning. They're going to do some mechanical work, hopefully get my truck fixed up for me if it needs it. Located at the corner of Dover Road, it's one of the main drags through town, and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's Elliott Road is another main drag. That's where, you know, the big super box stores are, a couple grocery stores, a bank, the office supply store. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, and a lot of them. And they love Spurry's Tire Service. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, you've got Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires to fit your car or your truck, any maker model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors, any farm equipment. If you own a trailer or an ATV, well, they have the tires. Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. I'm a step beyond the check engine light. I've got the wrench showing up. Yep. It's not good. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our family satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384, 822-7384. Did I mention no appointment needed for tires? Yes, I think I just did. The website, spurriestire.com, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Mill Specialty. MilSpec spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, but when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh, yeah, there you go, there you go. All right, let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning to you.
Hey, Ronald, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a bit.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well, Mr. Allen.
Glad to hear that.
I'm doing well. I woke up, I heard a part of the first show there a little bit there. I said, let me turn to my boy, Mr. Allen. So I turned to you after you on there and heard you. Yeah, and I'm sorry. I said Miss Brown is in the hospital there.
Yep, she's. Yep, she's still in the hospital. We talk with her every day. I didn't see her yesterday, but I'm updated by her daughter and her doctors on a regular basis, and I'm watching her numbers and all that stuff on everything. So she's improving a lot. She's feeling better, and she wants to come home. And that's a part of it. That's part of it, you know, coming home. So.
Alan, I'd like to have you say hello to her for me.
And Ronald, I'll be more than glad to say hello to her for you. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I will do that. So.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Y'all doing well and everything.
I appreciate the call, Ronald, and I will pass on your well wishes. She'll be back with us here soon. As soon as she starts feeling better, she'll be back with us.
Yes, you know that she get home before her birthday.
Yes, exactly. That's, oh my gosh, that's coming up. Oh, good grief.
June 13th. Yes, sir.
Oh, you remembered. How about that? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen.
Thank you, buddy.
The one was May 19th.
Yes. Yes, it was. No question.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you before you went off the air that day. They said, hey, Ronald. Yeah, I heard you. I remember.
All right. Very good. Ronald, thank you, buddy.
Take care. God bless.
Nice hearing from you.
Good work.
Take care, man. Thank you. All right, there he goes, Ronald in Baltimore. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I got a question.
Okay.
Striped bass consumption limits from the bay with all this churning and, you know, digging they're doing.
Yeah, what about it?
What's a safe, you know, eating level?
Oh, well, that's very...
You know.
Well, you have to give me a minute because you go to Maryland Department of the Environment, and they put out a fish consumption guide. Did you know that? You can find all that.
MDA.
Maryland Department of the Environment. Yep.
Okay.
Maryland. Yep. Well, hold on. Let me see if I can find it here.
All right.
Let's see. Maryland Department of Environment. Let's see what that pollution reduction plan. I don't want the pollution reply. Newsletter archive, subscribe. Shellfish harvesting. Where's fish consumption? Where's consumption? Search permits. Huh. Where'd that go? Maybe it's Department of Health. Hold on.
Okay.
Maryland Department of Health. Mm-hmm. Go there. I thought it was environment, but we'll check. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Still got COVID-19 information on there. All right, how about we do something else here? Maryland Fish Health Advisory. There we go. Now let's see where that takes us. Yep, I was right. Department of the Environment. I was right the first time. There it is. Guidelines. Interactive map. Access the map. Advisory chart. They even have it broken down by county. So what do you want to know? Striped bass, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do-do-do. There's a big, it's a long list. Let's see. It is a long list. Spot, striped bass, rockfish, Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
All right. There's no limit on consumption.
Really?
That's what it says.
All right.
No limit on consumption.
All right. That's good.
Greater than or less, greater than or less than 28 inches, no limit. Well, wait, one every other month. Wait a minute, greater than 28 inches.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about that now.
All right, and then under, it looks like Chesapeake Bay and tributaries. Oh, that, let's see, Patapsco. Less than 28 inches, 2.
Okay.
One a month, and greater than 28 inches, one a month. One every other month is what they say. So,
okay.
But, you know, here's the deal.
Right.
And I'm gonna repeat this because I repeat it all the time. I talk about it all the time. Where is the, if there's going to be something in the fish, where is it going to be concentrated? Is it PCB or a chemical or something like that? It's going to be concentrated in the fat. Am I right? Because that's where that stuff goes. So avoid the belly meat, which is fat. Avoid the area around the fins, around the dorsal fin and the fins, because when you skin a fish, you'll see that deposit around the fins is fatty, right?
Right.
And then the lateral line, where, you know, it's the line that goes down the middle of the fish, and the dark meat is on either side of that, correct?
Yeah.
All right. That is where the fish gets its sensations in the water to find its food. That is fat. That's why it tastes fishy. It's fish oil fat. So if you're going to do a fillet, do one or two things. And what I would recommend as the first one is take that fresh fillet before you cook it and cut it down that lateral line, straight down the lateral line. Take your fillet knife and slice off the darker meat down to the white meat.
Gotcha.
Or if you cook it before you eat it, take your fork and flake off all that dark meat and discard it. Unless you like that fishy taste, and some people do.
Right.
I don't particularly like it. But that's where the fat, that's where any of the deposits of any bad stuff would be. And I would say you will reduce your chances of any ingestion of that kind of stuff by a lot. I don't have a percentage or anything like that, but knowing that that's where the fat is deposited, knowing that's where anything that is bad is deposited, if you get rid of that area, voila, you've got a better chance of eating a very tasty and nutritious fish. You good with that?
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see who we got here on the line. Somebody on the line. Mark in Rosedale. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Could I get your opinion on something I've been reading about? Is a bolt-action rifle more accurate than a semi-automatic rifle?
In my opinion, yes.
Could you tell me why?
All right. In my opinion, a bolt-action rifle is, number one, more solidly built, not as many moving parts, okay, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, when you take that first shot with a bolt-action rifle, then you have to work the bolt to put the second round in. You have to settle back down on your target on a rest and take your second shot. With a semi-automatic rifle in, the tendency is to shoot and then shoot again quickly and shoot again quickly. And when you're doing that, you may not be timing your shot with the most accurate position on the target. Your head comes up, your gun comes up with the recoil, which means that you're looking above your target, your firearm is placed above the target, and until you really settle back down. That's one thing on waterfowl with a semi-automatic shotgun, when you're swinging on the bird and boom, 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 okay? But on big game, and as far as a rifle is concerned, yeah, they're faster. But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a very serious question.
Okay.
If I'm hunting the most dangerous game in the world, I'm hunting African elephants, I'm hunting hippopotamus, I'm hunting Cape buffalo, what type of rifle am I using?
I would imagine a bolt action.
Number one. Number two, a double rifle, side-by-side double rifle, 600 nitro or something like that. And you want this quick second shot, but you want to be able to settle back on your target. You don't want the mechanics of the recoil and all that stuff, and pulling the trigger ahead of time and that type of thing to take you off your target.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And could you give me your opinion on, I was at Clyde's some time ago, and I was looking at Browning, I think it's the X-Bolt.
Yes, an X-Bolt. Excellent rifle. Excellent, yeah. Excellent rifle. Yes, they come in all calibers, all the short magnums, all the magnums and short magnum calibers. They're a wonderful rifle. I have the precursor to that, which was called the A Bolt. But yes, the X Bolt. Now, which one were you looking at? Were you looking at one of the ones with the camo and all that stuff, like the Pro, or are you looking at the standard one with the walnut stock and the you know gloss blue finish and all that?
If I remember right, I think it had a black stock.
Yeah, synthetic.
But
that's fine.
I could be mistaken.
That's fine. Yep, nothing wrong with that. What caliber were you looking at?
I was looking at a 308 Remington.
308's good. You deer hunter? Is that what you're looking at? Deer hunting?
Primarily
deer hunting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 308 is a great 308 is a great caliber. 30-06 is a great caliber. 270 is a great caliber, and the reason is these things have been around for many, 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 many years, and they've been proven over those decades. And not only that, the availability of ammunition, where some of these far out calibers, it's hard to find ammo.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is the 308? I said Remington 308 Winchester.
Yeah, 308 Winchester.
Is that readily available?
308 is readily available, and yes, 308 is what our snipers use.
Uh-huh.
So it's certainly accurate enough. You know, if it's accurate enough for armed forces, it's accurate enough for me. But that's a very good caliber. I own one. I've always wanted one since I was a kid. I finally wound up owning one, and I've never shot it. So need to put a scope on it and get it out there and shoot with it. But I have so many choices, you know. I have so many other firearms that I use. So anyway, I hope I've answered your question.
Well, could I ask one more question?
All right. Well, we got only a second.
Okay. Now the one I was looking at had a four cartridge magazine.
That's right.
Now
it's removable. Go ahead.
Can you put a 10 cartridge magazine in?
Likely not. And why would you want one? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, if you're going to do a lot of, no, you don't need that many shots. Typically, when I'm deer hunting, I put three shells in the chamber, no matter how many it holds. So, hey, thanks for the call. We have to move on, Mark. I appreciate the questions. Call back next week, okay? There goes Mark. All right. Let's see. What do we have to do, Aaron? Do you have any commercials that you need to play, my friend? Why don't you do that, and we'll wait for the next caller. If we have any time left, we'll take that. Thank you very much, Aaron. Thank you very much, Mark. Whoop, my fault.
A lot about guns, or not much, but want to learn? Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at
81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun. There you go. Just got a text from Robin, and I asked her if she has any messages for our listeners. There's the music. Let's see if she got back to me here. Hurry up, baby. Well, not yet. Yes, I really miss them a lot. Happy fishing. There you go, everybody. There's for my co-host. There's your message for the day. I really miss them a lot. That'd be you listeners. Happy fishing. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.